In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 13, November 19th, 1921. We're on the third paragraph. Jesus just tells us that who he was with in the Garden of Gethsemane was on his right, the Blessed Mother. And now he's going to tell us who was on his left. So then Jesus looked unto my left. He says, I looked to my left and I found you, Louisa, the little daughter of my divine will. So here, the one that's supporting Jesus is the Blessed Mother, the one who never left the divine will, who always possessed the divine will, who gave birth to him, gave life to him. And then he says, and then I found you, Louisa, on my left, who was supporting me, my left arm. And he says, I found you as the first, and you were followed by other daughters of my divine will, other children of my divine will. So here Jesus is saying that the two that supported him was Our Lady, Mother and Queen of all of humanity, and now you, Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will, with all those that will be linked to you. You were the first link to me and my mother. And now you, Louisa, are the first link, and all of humanity is linked with you. So here we're seeing who this Louisa Picaretta is, why Jesus has chosen her to be given the book of heaven. And he says, since I, Jesus, wanted my mother with me as the first link of divine mercy to the world, through which we were to open the doors of heaven to all of humanity. He says, I, Jesus, wanted to lean my right arm on the Blessed Mother, and I, Jesus, wanted you, Louisa, to be the first link of divine justice. So with Our Lady, it's divine mercy. With Louisa, divine justice. Because of the Blessed Mother, she leads us to her Son. Because of Louisa, Jesus says, and what I've given to Louisa is now to enter into divine justice. God has to give everybody what they want. Our Lady is leading us to her Son, always. We always go to the Blessed Mother. Louisa, because of going to Jesus, she listened to the Blessed Mother and went to Jesus. Because of what Jesus gave to Louisa, now God has to give divine justice to the world. Everyone has to receive what they want. Okay? What is essential is not to be overwhelmed by seeing humanity trying to live without God. This is a horrible thing, a terrible thing. But because of the Blessed Mother, because of Louisa, Jesus is going to show us, he's going to lead us to receive this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, this great gift of that God gave to Louisa, and that's the divine will. So he says, to prevent the divine will from unloading itself upon all humanity as they deserve. I wanted you, Louisa, to be the first link of divine justice to prevent the divine justice from unloading itself upon all of humanity as we deserve. Therefore, I, Jesus, wanted to lean my left arm resting on you completely, as my right arm is resting completely on the Blessed Mother, holding me up, that you might sustain it together with me. So here Jesus is showing us the importance of Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? See, that's what happens when you enter into this gift. You become mesmerized. She's human. She couldn't walk. She didn't walk. She didn't eat. She didn't drink. She didn't sleep. Why is she so important? And Jesus tells us, as the Blessed Mother was important for a redemption, the kingdom of redemption, you, Louisa, are important for the kingdom of sanctification. This is what Jesus wanted. His mother, Theotokos, mother of God, and a human born of original sin to begin again where Adam failed. To begin again this abundant life that Jesus says the Holy Spirit breathed this Ruah of God, this breath of God into Adam. And now God is going to do this again with this abundant life that's coming. It's very soon we're going to see this. So what Jesus says, with these two supports, Mary and Louisa, I, Jesus, felt my life come back to me. So here Jesus is in the garden, and the one who helped him, the two that helped him, is Our Lady and Louisa. And that's for us as well. For have Jesus to come alive in us the way he wants. We go to the Blessed Mother, who will help us come to Jesus. We go to Louisa, who will help us come to Jesus. He says, and if I, Jesus, had not suffered anything, with a firm step, I went to meet my enemy. So it's almost as if this life came back to Jesus in the garden, and he had the strength to face his enemies. Who gave him the strength? The divine will in Our Lady, the divine will in Louisa. He says, and all the pains that I suffered during my passion, as many of which were capable of giving me death, these two supports, the Blessed Mother and Louisa, never left me. This is why we go to Jesus to receive the two supports for us as well. Jesus wants us to have what he had. He had his Blessed Mother. He had Louisa. And that's what God is going to give us again in a very powerful way. We're going to see the what God is going to bring about. It's going to be so powerful. Now remember, there are apparitions right now of Our Lady that there will be signs that will be left there forever. There will be, the world will see Christ crucified. There will be miracles that will be unheard of. You have to understand what's coming upon the earth is a new beginning. A new beginning for all of humanity. And our Lord is asking us, are you ready for this? I want you ready for this, Jesus says. So he gives us the book of heaven. So Jesus says, when Our Lady and Louisa saw Jesus nearly dying, he said, with my own divine will, which they contained, they sustained me as though giving to Jesus, again, these sips of life. And then Jesus says, oh, prodigies of my most holy divine will. That is a prayer that we can pray continuously. Oh, prodigies of the divine will. Oh, prodigies of the divine will. Who can ever count them? Who can ever calculate these values of the prodigies of the divine will? Again, as you read the book of heaven, you become aware of what God wants us to possess. So Jesus says, this is why I, God, love so much the one who lives in my divine will. This is why when we look at the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. And the New Testament, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And now with the Testament of the Kingdom, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's a progressing to possess this life, this true life of Jesus. That's the true life of our Lady, the true life of Louisa. Jesus says, I recognize my portrait in Our Lady and Louisa. My noble features in Our Lady and in Louisa. I, Jesus, feel my own breath, my own voice, as if I did not, he says, and if I did not love Our Lady and Louisa, he says, I would defraud myself. I would be like a father without offspring, without the noble cortege of the court, and without the crown of his children. You see what God's doing? The kingdom has begun. The kingdom is here. 2,000 years ago, Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand. Now he's saying it's here because of what he gave, what Our Lady had, and what he gave to Louisa. So this is, he says, if I did not have the offspring, the court, the crown, how could I call myself a king? So think about when the cause of Louisa began. It began on the Feast of Christ the King, 1994. The Feast of Christ the King. And when you look at when the cause ended October 29th, it was also the Feast of Christ the King. And one of those days you're going to see this. And so you have the Feast of Christ the King and the beginning, and possibly the Feast of Christ again. It's the Latin Rite and it's the Novus Ordo. See, God is getting everything ready, and He needs us to cooperate. He needs us to just say, "Let it be done as You say," because You are my King, You are my Savior, You are my God, You are my Lord. Everything is Yours, Lord, and You've given to us Your mother as our queen. You've given to us the little daughter of the divine will as our little queen. Jesus says, so many things are great. So many things are happening. So He says, my kingdom is formed by those who live in my divine will. And from this kingdom, I choose the mother. I choose the queen. I choose the children. I choose the ministers. I choose the army. I choose the people. And then He uses God's name. I am everything for them. My queen, my children, my ministers, my army, my people. For He says, I am everything for them and they are everything for me. The kingdom is here and it's not fulfilled, but it's here because of what Jesus has given to Louisa. And God gave to Louisa the book of heaven. So as we read and study, put into practice the book of heaven, truly becoming Catholic, truly understanding the sacraments and the sacramentals of the Holy Church, truly beginning to embrace the Queen of Heaven and Earth, the Blessed Mother, the little queen, the little daughter of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta, everything begins to happen. We begin to live a life that is full of peace and joy and happiness. It's a life of heaven. Heaven is here for those who want it, but it's not the fullness. It's like when you're reading the divine will, God is saying, I want you to live in the divine will. And He says, the first thing you need is, we heard right from the beginning, as He said, the first thing that is needed is that what is necessary to have the divine will is to know the truths and the desire to know them. So as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, you're learning the truths of the divine will. You're putting it into practice. How? By going to the Blessed Mother. How? By going to little Louisa, the two supports of Jesus. So what does He do? He says, I am the Redeemer. I have redeemed you. He says, but I did it with the support of my mother, with the support of the little daughter, the divine will. And as we begin to learn this, as we begin to study this and put this into practice, we see that our God has worked this great miracle of redemption because of those who loved Him. That's us as well. We love Jesus so much that we fall in love with whom He loved, His mother and His little daughter. And what does He say? Mary brings divine mercy to the earth. You, Louisa, bring divine justice to the earth so that the world will not be punished as it should be punished, as it deserves to be punished. So as we learn this great gift, as we put this into practice, great things are happening. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, so that we all become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.